And Mishnah Yudam Beis Beishamay Oimrim, the bottom of the page, Beishamay Oimrim Be'erev Kol Adam Yatav Yikra, Beboiker Yamoid. Beishamay holds that every night when a person says Shema, he needs to sort of lie down and read the Shema. In the morning, he needs to get up and read the Shema. Why does he have to actually physically do these things? Beishenemar Ushach B'chav Kamecha. Because he takes Bishav B'chav Kamecha directly describing the way you are when you're saying it, not just the time. Basil says no, no way. Kol Adam Kairi Kedarka, everybody can read the way they want to read, no matter what position you're in. Shemar Uvlechtu Chavaderech, the biggest raya is because it says the words Uvlechtu Chavaderech, which clearly indicate you can be on the road. So you're not standing, you're not lying down. You're on your horse and buggy. Go ahead. Say Shema. Im Kain. Lom Nemar. If that's the case.
The reason somebody started on Sunday, 15 minutes later.
We do. 7:15. Now it's 7:18. We try to start on time because we have to finish the Yomid. He says, Im Kain. Lom Nemar. Bishavuchav Kamecha. So if that's a case that Uvlechtu Chavaderech dictates to Beis Hillel that you can read any way you want, then what's the meaning of B'shav B'chav Kamecha? And the answer is B'shosh V'nei Adam Shaykh V'nei B'shosh V'nei Adam Oimdim. It's a time reference. It's not a physical description reference. It's a time reference when you get up and when you go to sleep, the time frame, but not the method by which you read. And Uvlechtu Chavaderech are the key words in Beis Hillel. Amr of Tarfin, Ani Isi Bobaderech, Vitesi Likors Kedere Beishamai. But the Tarfin says, I was once on the road and I wanted to lie down to fulfill the words of Beishamai and say my Shema lying down in the evening. For Zakanti Batim Nehalistim, I put myself in danger because of the listim, I put myself in a very precarious situation. Amr Lo, they answered him, Kedai HaYisaloch of Batzmacha. You know what? It was fitting for you to have that. The situation happened to you, Shervata Divrei Beis Hillel. Because what are you doing, transgressing the words of Beis Hillel? It's unacceptable. Okay, so, fine. So he says, we're right at the end of the Mishnah. It was fitting for you to get into trouble because what are you doing transgressing the words of Beis Hillel? Rashi, Yata, Al Tzida, you lean on your side. It's a way of Shechiva. That's the way Beis Hillel takes it when you lie down. Yamoid, when you get up. So according to Beis Shammah, you have to get up to say the Shema in the morning. Says Beis Hillel, no, Kedarkoi, Oy Bekimo, Oy Beshchiva, Oy Beyeshiva, Oy Mahalech. You got any one of four different choices. The issue is not how you say it, it's when you say it. You got to say it in the morning, you got to say it in the evening, but how you say it is completely irrelevant according to Beis Hillel. As long as you say it, obviously we'll learn you'll say it with Kavana, but.
You can say it laying down in the morning?
Yes, according to Beis Hillel, you can. According to Beis Shammah, you cannot, and we'll see more. Okay, there's a very famous Gemara here, and let's go through it. Bishleima, top of the page. Bishleima Beisil Kamafarshe Tamayu V'Tam of Beis Shammah. It's all makes a lot of sense, and Beis Hillel is very, very clear about his positioning. Okay, and he also explains the reasoning of Beis Shammah. He tells you what he does with Beis Shammai's psukim. Ela Beis Shammai, my tamal amr b'kabeis hillel, but Beis Shammai never really said, what do I do with b'shach b'chav kumecha? Right, so Beis Hillel made it clear that I'll take care of your pasuk, and I'll show you my pasuk. Beis Shammai only showed us his pasuk, which is b'shach b'chav kumecha, but he never took care of Olach t'chavaderach, so what's the deal? He says, and he never bothered to explain why I wouldn't embrace the limud, the drushes of Beis Hillel. He says, Amrulcha Beishame, Beishame will come back and say to you, even though it's not in the Mishnah, this is his argument, Imke Neimo Kra V'boiker Be'erev. If that's the case, you should say in the morning and in the evening. What's B'shach B'cha Uva Kumecha? How about simply V'boiker Be'erev? Okay, or Be'erev V'boiker, however you want to, whatever direction you want to go in. But what's the pshat of my B'shach B'cha Uva Kumecha? Okay, by talking about your shchiva and your kima, that message to Beis Shammai means b'shas shchiva, shchiva mamish. That means at the time of shchiva, you need to literally do shchiva. B'shas kima, kima mamish. And the time of kima, it's kima mamish. You have to literally get up and you have to literally lie down. Okay, fine. So now Beis Shammai is coming into full focus in terms of what his feelings are about the situation. Okay, however, we're still not done. Beis Shammai, hi, b'lachtecha v'derech my ovedle. But still, okay, so clearly Beis Shammai put forth the argument, it should have said, just b'boikur b'erev. By saying b'shabucha v'kumecha, clearly the message is that it's got to be not only at the time of the evening and the time of the morning, but the way you would get up in the morning. It's the style of which you're getting up. You have to stand up. When you're lying down, you're lying down. So you have to say it lying down. But what does Beis Shammai do? What do you do with the drush of Blach Tachavaderech, which clearly seems to indicate, say it any way you want, right? You're going on the road. So going on the road doesn't sound like there's any specific style to which you have to commit yourself. So what do you do with the drush of Blach Tachavaderech? So homi baile, look at Tanya. Terence says, I need it for something else. And this something else is a very famous issue and a very famous sugya. Okay, what is that? B'shivtecha v'isecha. So the Brisa says, when the Torah says the words, when you sit down and when you're sitting down in your house, prat lo isik b'mitzvah. Okay, so we learn out from here that isik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. It exempts you from Shema when you're isik in a mitzvah. V'atuch v'aderech, prat lo chosin. And when you go on the road, it's a second drasha teaching me that a chassin who is very focused on his mitzvah also is pater. Maybe not immediately involved in the mitzvah, but certainly focused on the mitzvah, he's also pater. Mikan Amru, from here we learn out, and from here we say, this is right now a universal brisa that doesn't get into who it is right now, but Beis Shammai is using it. Right now, Beis Shammai is using this brisa to explain about the Chodarech. We're obviously going to have to flip this on to Beis Hillel, if appropriate, to question how he learns it out. But let's see. So one second, one more time. Prat l'chosin, mikan amru. From here, we learn out hakoines es apsula. If a man is about to marry a psula, a virgin, potter. He is potter from Shema, because he's got the Maisa Biyah on his mind. V'yasalmada, but if you marry a widow, chayiv. Okay, you are obligated to say Shema. One is preoccupied, and one is not. Let's see. My mashma. Okay, so where is it indicated that from the words b'shivdecha v'isecha, v'lechtecha v'aderech, that these two different types of mitzvahs that you're involved with, one physically, I'm in the middle of a levaya, I'm in the middle of whatever I'm taking, bikachol, whatever I'm doing a mitzvah right now, okay? So I can't right now tear myself away from one mitzvah to do another mitzvah. Or the involvement, the emotional involvement of being preoccupied, that pretty soon I'm going to have to be boil a psula, so I'm, well, where's the indication? I'm Rav Papa Kiderach. Very simple, because by saying just it's compared to a road. Ma derech rishus, av kol rishus. Okay, so just like a derech, you're on your road. You're on the road. You're going, you know, to San Simeon. It's a rishus. You know, and there's no mitzvah to see Hearst Castle. You just want to see it. You're on the road to travel. Okay, you're on the road for a business trip. It's not a mitzvah to, you know. I guess you could sort of turn it around to make it. But generally, when you're on the derech, it's a rishus. So too, the only time you have an obligation to read the Shema is when it's Rishus. Not when it's a mitzvah, really? Says Zigmar, is that really true? Milo Eskino, but isn't the Pasuk also talking the Ka'azal Dvar Mitzvah? that you're also going. I mean, you're not only going on Rishus, there are times that you're going to travel, because you're going to a Levi, you're going to a Chasana, you're going to whatever it is, you're traveling to do a mitzvah. So it's not only that you're going for Rishus, Afilach Yom Rachman Likrei, and right, the Torah is saying that you should read as you're going on the road. Isn't that an exact opposite message? That you should be reading Shema when you're Eisim a mitzvah? Mar says, no, that's not the message, because imken lichtav kra lichtav rachmona b'sheves uvaleches. If it just wanted to tell you optional journeys, again, if I just want to tell you that all journeys, okay, are required, even or journeys of a mitzvah, well, then it would have said b'sheves uvaleches, when you're sitting or when you're going. My b'shiftecha uvalechtecha, what does it mean, your sittings and your goings? Clearly the message is my bishiftachov isecha bishevis didach vlecha didach hu demachayvis. Okay, it's only when you make that choice, when you make the option, you know, I think I'm gonna go someplace today, I'm gonna take a little trip, I'm gonna go to the beach, that you made that choice. It's not an obligation. If you have to go, then it's not lecha didach. Not shevaz idach. It's just it's your obligation. You got to do it. Teretz is by writing the words b'shiftecha uvlechtecha. The message is you've made the choice. It's optional. It's only rishus. It's not a mitzvah. And that's when you have a chiyuv to read the Shema. But when you don't have when you're doing for dvar mitzvah, you don't have a chiyuv to read the Shema. Or the mitzvah pitarta. But if you are doing it for a mitzvah, you're potter. Okay. Okay, so right now, I mean, the truth of the matter is, so
you don't say the Shema at all?
No. I mean, if you're asking about nowadays is a big discussion. Does it apply to a chassan nowadays? Generally, they do daven Ma'ariv nowadays. But consult your local rabbi. But that's the prevailing custom. So
don't lay down on the road to...
What?
We don't lay down on the road to say Shema.
No, but he's talking about the issue of Isaac the mitzvah. It's a different issue. Yeah, so if you're Isaac mitzvah, you're chosen at the wedding, and they're davening Ma'ariv, right? Do you daven Ma'ariv? Don't you daven Ma'ariv? Even though, you know, 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours later, you're going to be with your wife, and you're going to be focused on the mitzvah. So, or you're now focused on the mitzvah. So, but, yeah, whatever. So, that's another
what
point.
What qualifies for a mitzvah? Self-exempt from Shema. I mean, that's so wide open.
It is pretty wide open, but pretty much, if you are involved, even if you can do both and just stop what you're doing, but even if you have a kibbut av'eim, your parents ask you to do something, and you're involved, or you're involved in taking care of a sick person or a dead person or a, you know, whatever. If you're immersed in a mitzvah right now that clearly can't, you know, take a break. You can clearly take a break and, you know, be efshel kaim shteim. Even that's not so simple. Even that's a big tumult in the Rishonim. But that seems to be, according to halacha, you can do that. But
if, what I'm asking is like a chesed as an example. That's not necessarily, you could say, oh, I'm doing a very special thing. My neighbor needs help. I have to go to the store. They need something right away. That's not...
That might be. I mean, if somebody really needs your help, sure. That's chesed as a mitzvah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not a problem. But it's got to be something justified as a mitzvah. Right? Correct. If they need a new remote, you know, for they have to see Survivor 7, then you know that's. I'm not sure if that's, you know, that qualifies. Okay. Ihachi. So 1 second. So right now we're good because b'shiftecha uvlechtecha is what's teaching it to me. So the truth of the matter is. And it's tricky how not everybody learns this Gemara the exact same way, but really now it's no longer the drasha is coming from the cha. So really, according to Beis Shammai, he can darshan the same thing. It won't be a problem because it's coming from the shiftecha v'lechtecha, not v'lechtecha v'derech. It's not the derech. Okay, it's v'shiftecha v'lechtecha. So he says, but let's just keep that in mind because we'll need it in a minute. Yachi. So wait a minute. So if you're just telling me right now, you have a drasha that teaches me, Oisik b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. Okay, so, and you also, the Brisa concluded by saying, Mikan, from here we learn out that if you marry a psula, you're potter from Shema. If you marry an almana, if you marry a widow, you're chayiv in Shema. I don't get it. Well, it's not a mitzvah to marry an almana if you don't have children yet, then you have a chayiv of puruvu. So it's the same mitzvah, the marrying of psula and almana. So what exactly is the problem? Well, how do you make that distinction? Okay? If that's the case, then even if you marry an almana, you should be putter from Shema because you're involved in a mitzvah. He says, Mar says, no, it's not the same. Hai tarid vai loy tarid. Okay, marrying an almana doesn't cause you any consternation because she's already an almana, she's already had relations, so the idea of breaking the psulim is not on your mind. Okay, you don't have to break the hymen, it's called, right? You don't have to break them. So, therefore, that's not an issue in your mind to be worried about. When it comes to a psula, oh my gosh, what's going to be? Am I going to do it right? You know, it's a much more problematic feeling, and that's why. So one has tirda, and one doesn't have tirda. High tard v'hai loy tard. So you want to know the difference between a psula and a bula? It's a very big difference, the tirda or not the tirda. So you want to say, oh, so it's a tirda that you're telling me is the issue? It's not the mitzvah per se, but it's the thought process and the worry regarding the mitzvah. So a worry potters you from Shema. We know people who never say Shema if worrying, you know, got them exempt from Shema. Okay? He says, Imi Shem Tirda, I feel Tavis Varasabiyam. Nami, if you're talking about worrying, what happens if you just invested in the Titanic and it just went down? Okay? You're worried, right? You're worried about your money, about your boat, and what's going to be. So are you telling me now if you had bad news financially and you just lost your ship that you're going to tell me that you're putter in Shema? V'chitei ma'achinami, if you're going to tell me, yeah, maybe you are. Maybe tirda does get you off the hook in doing a mitzvah. Alami, you can't say that. Because what do you do with this following brisa, with this following statement, that clearly shows me that tirda is not an exemption. Because Amar of Abba Bar Zav, Amar Rav, Ovil Chai B'chal Mitzvah Samuris Petera, Chutzman HaTfilin. Okay, very famous halacha. Then Ovil is Chayiv, at least on the first day, in all mitzvahs of the Torah, except for Tfilin. And Ovil does not wear Tfilin.
This is the first day after burial, or this is the first day before burial?
Well, the first day before burial, you put there on all mitzvahs, because right. You're owning. This is, right, even after.
This is after.
This is, right.
Why would it be part of the
tefillin? Well, let's see. Chutzman tefillin, Sherei Nema ben Pe'er. This is the day of the Leviah. Shnema ben Pe'er, as it says, because it says an expression by tefillin, Pe'er, beauty. Shnema Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha. Please place your glory and your beauty upon your head, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yirmiyo, I believe it was. Yecheskel, sorry. Right, so he says, put you in a special situation, even though you lost your wife, or I think it was his wife. You have to put what? Yeah, so you have to put on tefillin. So, but everybody else not. Okay, so everybody else doesn't have to put on tefillin. So, but you see from there, the only time that an avel who's certainly perturbed, who certainly has tirda, just lost a close relative, he's definitely tarid, and yet every other mitzvah in the Torah is chayiv for. Okay, he's only putter on tefillin. So how could you tell me that tirda is a factor? It's not a factor. Don't tell me if a guy loses his ship, he's going to be putter. Don't tell me, that there's any that tirda is a factor by the psula either, because it can't be tirda alone is a factor for not saying Shema. The answer is no. Hasam Torah tirda the mitzvah, hacha Torah tirda the reshus. There's a difference. When you lose a boat, it's not a happy occasion, but it's reshus. There's no avera and there's no mitzvah you're involved with in being worrying. Being worrying is not a mitzvah. You know, it's not like you just lost out an opportunity. You just never.
It's part of Judaism.
What?
Being worried is part of
okay, but it's not a mitzvah. Okay, but when you're worried about marrying a psula, that's a tirda mitzvah. You're worried about doing the mitzvah right. You don't want to blow the mitzvah, and that already is a different kind of tirda. So, bottom line is it's a combination. Doing a mitzvah, involved in a mitzvah, gets you off the hook, and being worried about a mitzvah gets you off the hook. But worrying by itself is not going to get you off the hook. It's got to be worrying together with the mitzvah. That's the distinction between an almana and a psula. An almana has no worry, and a psula has worry. Ubei Shammai. So now that it's belech techa, Okay, b'lechtecha or b'shiftecha v'lechtecha. So it's tzecha which does it. What do you do still with the derech? B'shamayumi boilei prat l'shulchei mitzvah. Okay, and like I said, the reading here is somewhat controversial in terms of different opinions, what you do, different girsis. So we're just gonna take the straight, easy way with Rashi, but know that you can spend some time here and definitely keep yourself busy. I learned out from Baderech that it comes to exempt even a shulchei mitzvah is potter. You're not doing the mitzvah yourself, you're only a shliach to do the mitzvah, that also exempts you from Shema. Aye, but now that we're learning all this out from Uvelechtechov Aderech, the Derech with Shulchei Mitzvah, and the Shiftechov Lechtechov, they still honor, what are they going to, aye, so how will they make it available to them to teach me as you go, meaning tells me that any way you want, right? Because how do they know that you don't have to actually lie down? How do they know you don't have to actually stand up? Because it's Baderech, Lechtechov Aderech, but you just use up Baderech for Shulchei Mitzvah. He says, you're right, but I still have to read the words. The bottom line of the words does say Baderech. So even though you want to use it for drasha, call it kavod, but the simple meaning of the word tells me you could be on the road and still have to read the Shema. That clearly tells me you're not lying down, you're not standing up, you're on the Derech, you're someplace in between. So I can really get two things out of one pasuk. If one of the things you want to get is not a real drasha, but it's just a simple reading of the psukim, that's legit to get that out of a possibly that already tells you a different halacha. Okay, let's catch up on the Rashi's here. The top of the page. We're going to later explain what exactly is the indication. So, B'shiv Duchav Eisecha told you a regular mitzvah. Let the Chavaderech teaches me about a groom. The Afag of the Chosin Nami Yosek B'mitzvah. Who? Even though, what do you mean? We'll learn out Chosin from the first pasuk. What do you need a second pasuk for Chosin? A Chosin is really no different than any Osek B'mitzvah, right? There's no. Ilav Kro Yisera had not been for the extra pasuk. Lo Nafkalon Mikro Kama. You can never learn to that from the first pasuk. The Kiv No Osek B'mitzvah like Siv B'kro Behedya. Because since Osek B'mitzvah is not explicitly written in the pasuk, El Miyuta B'alma, it's learned out from a Miyut. Only when you go B'rishus then you infer. It's an inference that Osek Mitzvah is Potter. Ela Miuta Bialmahu Darshina Mi Beisecha. Umatim Mene Osek Mlechas Mitzvah. And we exclude from there if you're involved in the actual Melech of a Mitzvah. Umatina Mene Osek Bemelechas Mitzvah. The Ketirda. Avachos the tirda the machshava ba'almahu. Right, so you're worried in the immersion of the mitzvah to make sure you're doing it right. Avachos the tirda the machshava ba'almahu. But a chosin is only purely thought. It's not immersion in the mitzvah. It's purely I'm immersed in my thoughts. Shemachashev aleisik besulim. He's thinking about the concept of breaking the besulim. So it's not the same level. Rashi is answering why can't you learn out both things for one pasuk? The answer is because it's not really both on the same footing. It's not on the same plane. One is literally being osik in the action of a mitzvah. The other one is being osik in thinking about doing the mitzvah. He says, "Ilav kro yisayr lo ismayit." If it had not been for the extra pasuk, I would not have been able to exclude a chosin. From here, we learn out. Akonis is a psula potter shetar b'machsheva as bilas mitzvah. If you are going to marry a psula, you are potter from mishma that night because you're involved in your thought process. But not an almona. My mashma, prat loisik mitzvah. Where is the indication? What about these? What is it about these words that tell me that it's osek b'mitzvah is potter? And the answer is kiderach. B'shivdecho v'lachdecho hukshu l'derach. So the first attempt is that when you're in your house and when you're on the road, they are compared to a derach. When you're sitting and when you're going are both compared to traveling. So, and when you travel, you're going for rishus, really. You're going for only rishus, miloskinon, klemar, miralon de bederach, rishus, chudairi. How do you know that the word derech is only talking about an optional journey? Ayri krah. Hakra derech, stomach siv. The Torah talks about the derech in a very general all across the board way. Or Mele Mishtam and Nami Mineh, you should be able to also derive from it Derech Mitzvah. Even if you're going for a mitzvah, afilachi, afilachi, arachman alikre. You're going on the road to do a mitzvah, and still the Torah tells you to read. So don't tell me that it only optional things are inferred from that pasuk. Torah is even including non-optional things, things that are mitzvahs. Torah says no, because it says b'shiftecha ulechtecha. So why not an almana? The answer to the almana is not tirda. Oh, and Basula is tirda. Someone says, well, if that's the case, next Rashi, imishum tirda, the machshava patartale, if thought process alone will get you off the hook, I feel tavis frasa b'yam, so even if your ship sinks, and now in all of your dreams and aspirations, you know, went into that ship, and now it's down in the bottom of the ocean, you're not a happy camper. You definitely have a lot of tirda. And yet, alamar of Abba, K'moy lom omar. Alom omar means why. Why did Rabbi Abba say, that's the meaning of the word alom here. Afagav she torid b'tzairoi, even though he's certainly involved in his pain and anguish of losing a relative, chay b'chal mitzvah chutz m'nat tefillin, shema ben peir. Okay, he's still obligated all tefillin except for, all mitzvahs except for tefillin, because of the reference of peir. As the word peir was used to Yecheskel, referring to tefillin. The kivot, the boy peir, because since you need to look beautiful, so you're still, you know, really reeling from your pain and your anguish, and if you put on tefillin, it's going to be a contradiction. Tefillin have to be beautiful and glorious, and here you're, you know, sort of down and in the dumps. So on a general level, you're therefore, you know, based on a general person, is pater from tefillin. Yecheskel was an exception. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yecheskel, don't act the way a typical Avel will act. You need to be special. You need to be different. You need to put on your tefillin. You need to have your pair on at all times. Okay. Right. Ubeisil Amr Lucha. He says, Beisil will come back and say to you, Nihi Nami Dekra L'Midrash Minei Prat L'Chosinos. Granted, this pasuk is used. I know that grant the concept of Osig mitzvah potah mitzvah, m'meilu shvaminah belecha didachu the mechayvus. Again, one more time. Ni nami dekra l'midrash minei prat l'chosin asa. Okay, even though yes, the pasuk is coming to teach me that a chosin is exempt from shema, m'meilu shvaminah belecha didachu the mechayvus. Okay. It's sort of a mele we are able to derive. Mele shma mina belecha didachu de mechayvis. Okay, we can still naturally infer in the message of in your choice of going that you're obligated alma b'derech namikari. So you do still see that you are able to read in the derech while you're on the road. So you're right. It's coming to teach me a drush of an optional going as opposed to a non-optional going. I get that, but at the same time, I'm also able to infer the fact that you're not dafka standing up, you're not dafka lying down. Okay?
So you're never not always high to read Shema?
No. Of course, you have to read it any which way you want to be. You're not mukhiyev to read it only lying down or standing up. Because derech still teaches me, even though I use derech for something else, I still have derech to teach me that it's an open season. You can do it any which way you want. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The two dots.
What? What you're saying is that, at least from my understanding, if you want to put down feelings.
No.
You can put on tefillin. You don't want to put on tefillin?
No.
Put on
tefillin. No. We're talking about the Shema. The tefillin, you don't put on. The novel doesn't put on tefillin on the first day. I think maybe, whatever. I mean, again, the halacha ma'aseh, you have to double check. But but the Avel's putter on tefillin. But the issue that we're talking about here is the issue of how do you say the Shema. Beisil and Beisham, I fundamentally argue about, do you have to say it in a specific position, or can you say it any which way? And there, and Beisil learns now from the Derech that you can do it any way you want. And that's what really, I mean, we went through a lot of other things to get to this point, but really that's what we're focusing on. This is about Shema, not really about tefillin. We just happened to throw in tefillin because it was relevant to the whole discussion. Okay. Tanah Bana, we learned in the Braisa, two dots. Beisil Aimrim, Aimdim V'Kairin, Yosh V'Kairin, Umata V'Kairin. Okay, he says, Beisil, being consistent with what he said in the Mishnah, you can stand and you can read, you can sit and you can read, you can lie down and you can read, or you can go and you can read. Okay? Aisim Lachta V'Kairin, you can even be involved in your work and read. Okay, we'll learn more about the Kavanah later on, but right now, pretty much, you have open season. Any which way you want to read Shema, go ahead and read Shema. Okay, Umaisa Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh, Shemisubim Mokam Echad. There was a story about Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh and Rabbi Shmuel, who were sitting and reclining in one particular area, in one place, together. Rabbi Shmuel Muta, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh Zokuf. So Rabbi Shmuel was lying down, was sort of leaning on the side. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh was standing up. Kivan shegez my kriyashma, hita Rabbi Elazar. So when it came time to do the Shema, Rabbi Elazar decided to join Rabbi Yishmael in a reclining position. So he reclined. He lied down. He went to lie down. Zokaf Rabbi Shmuel, right away, the minute that Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh reclined and then lied down, Rabbi Shmuel jumps up. Jumps up. What are you doing jumping up? Amalai Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh, Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael Achi, my dear brother Rabbi Yishmael. I'll show you what you're doing, what you just did right now. Let me tell you what this is comparable to, what you just did. I tried to show you respect, and you just pop up and show, you sort of reject the respect. He says, your beard is very full, you have a beautiful beard. Can you imagine giving the compliment to a guy that you have a beautiful beard, and then right away he answers back, that the beard, then, if you like the beard, you know what? I'm going to shave it off. I'm going to get a razor, I'm going to get some scissors, and it's all going to go in the garbage. Afkach, ata, so too, you're the same way. Kozman, shani zokuf, and I was standing up, atamuta, you were lying down. Akshav shani hitesi, now that I decide to lie down with you and say Shema in the same position you're in, ata zakafta, so you basically are rejecting me and saying, I'm not interested, and you're jumping up. What's the deal? Why are you showing me you're not interested in my covet? Well, what's going on here? Amalai, he answered it back. Very simple. Ani asisi kedivrei Beisilo. I'm a Beisilo man, and I follow Beisilo. V'yata asisi kedivrei Beishamai, and you are doing like Beishamai. So clearly, you're not. You're not following the halacha, and I want to follow the halacha. So you shouldn't be shocked. The reason why I stood up is because of the fact that I can't say Shema in the evening lying down. Okay, that's Beis Shammai. V'lo yoy, and not only that, el Shema yira tamidim v'yikva halacha l'dairis. Maybe the students are going to see and establish the halacha for all generations. My v'lo yoy, what do you have to give me a second reason? You were pretty clear in the first reason. What's the v'lo yoy that Rabbi Yishmael is answering back to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayeh? And the answer, then the Gemara explains, I'll tell you what he's doing. V'chi teimo, maybe you're going to argue, even if I hold like Beisilo, why do I have to get up? I can still stay where I am. I can stay lying down. Beisilo doesn't say you have to, change your position. You just have to, whatever you want to do. V'chi teimo, Beisilo nami islay matin. Maybe you're going to argue that Beisilo also agrees with matin. Hanemili, the matava asa meikara. That's only true if you were leaning or lying down all along from the very beginning, and you happen to be in that position. Now you want to continue in that position. Yes, the halacha allows you to stay in that position. Avol halacha, but over here, kivin that hashta Havisa Zokuf, but the trouble is, you, Rabbi Elazar Azariah, you did something very problematic. You're right, me staying here in my position would not have been so bad, because that's where I was. I was lying down, I could have stayed lying down. But you who were up and then lie down, Vahashta Muta, now you go ahead and you go into a reclining position. Amru, the Amri, people are watching, the Tamidim are watching two great Tanoim doing their thing. They're going to think that, oh, we both agree with Shammai, because I was lying down, but you went out of your way to lie down. And I didn't object. People are going to say, the students are going to see and establish halacha for all generations. I can't risk that. Okay, because halacha is not like Bishamai, halacha is like Bishilal. So I had to get up to, that was the second point that he made. For me personally, it would not have been the end of the world to stay where I was. But given that you decided to lie down, that forced me to get up. Okay, let's do some Rashi's quickly. Okay, we're going to learn more about this in the second parak. Hita Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kebe Shammai. Okay, and Lechad Shomru. So it's compared to a case where they say to a guy, Zekenecha Megudol. Omlem Yezek, can I get a Mashchisim? Yeah, if it's so nice, let me destroy it. Mashal Shalcha. Marshal Shachad Daima Le'echad Sha'imim Lo Yizekencha Noyam Ugonol, your beard is beautiful. Waima Lehem Hayel Ukalastam, I said, now that you're praising it, Afu Yekenegam Mashkisim, I'm going to destroy it. Hagodol Azeh, this growth. Yen Nosil Natar, let it be given over to a blade, Umisbrayim, and to scissors. Sha'avi Alav Ashkisen, and I'm going to bring it onto my beard and destroy it. Same thing with you. I'm praising you. You're lying down. I'm praising you by imitating you. So I go lie down to imitate you, and you jump up to reject my emulation of you. So Basil Nami Islay Matin. So the reason why I need a second svar, because even you're going to tell me Basil also agrees with Matin. The Matin Nami Sharu. Darminul El Matin Vakirin. Okay, because Beis Hillel himself said, you can recline, you can stand, you can do whatever you want. Shema is an open season. So you're going to tell me, why in the world, you're going to argue, why am I getting up? I have every right to say Shema in a lying position. Okay, but till now, the trouble is, till now you are standing up. And now you lie down. And if I don't stand up, Yiru Atamidim Yikva Halacha. They're going to look and see and establish Halacha, and that is problematic. Because that we can't do. Okay. Tani Rabbi, back to the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, also Kedir Rabbi Shammai, also Kedir Rabbi Sil, also. So Rabbi Cheskel learns in a Braisa that you have your choice. It's open season. Not only in Basil's world is open season, but you can even follow Bishamai. It's also okay. Even though the Mishnah seems to indicate not so, but Rabbi Cheskel says you can do what you want. Rabbi Yosef Omar, no way. Rabbi Yosef says, "Asik de Rabbi Shammai l'asuf leklum." Not only is it halachi like Beis Hillel, but if you read like Beis Shammai, you did nothing. How do I see that you can that it's considered like you do nothing? That if you don't follow the rabbi's psak, it's like you did nothing. The Tan. Okay, let's do a little sukkah here. The Tan. Misha Yerosha Ruba B'sukkah. If his head and the majority of his body was in the sukkah, the shulchan b'toch habayis, and the shulchan was inside the house. And his whole issue, are you allowed to sit in such a sukkah where you can lean over, okay, for the prune Danish, and as you're leaning over, and you know, you can't wait, because once, you know, you're interested and you're hungry, so you're gonna start eating it right away. You'll be eating it leaning over where the table is inside the house. And there's a concern, right? Is there a concern or is it not a concern that as you're leaning over to get the food from the table, that you might decide to eat the food, and then you'll be eating outside of a sukkah? So is that a problem? So Bishamai Paislin and Beisil Machshirin. Bishamai says, you cannot do that. Beisil says, it's fine. Abraham Beisil Bishamai. So Beisil says, Bishamai, I'll prove to you that it's okay. You think it's not okay? There's a famous story where the elders of the two great schools and yeshivas went to be Mavaka Choler be Yochanan Charanis. But Sushay Rosh Rabbi Sukkah Vishchal B'Tocha Bayis. Sure enough, they found him in such a sukkah where his head, the majority of his body, was inside the sukkah, but the table was inside the house. I'm gonna look. They didn't say a word. If they didn't say a word, does not prove that they totally agreed with what he was doing. It does not prove Beis Hillel right, because the elders, the Zikna, the earlier generation, didn't say a word. So Amru Lehem, Mishami answers back. That from there you have a proof, Misham Rayat. You want to bring a proof from there? Afim Amru Lo, they too answered him. There was a second part of the story. There was more to that story. Indeed, they said to Rabbi Yochanan Charanis, even though they're trying to visit him and keep him in a good mood, I'm not sure how much he appreciated hearing this. Imkena Yisinog, if this is the type of thing you always do in your sukkah, loy kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah in your entire life, if this is your standard sukkah. Okay, isn't that comforting? But bottom line, what do you see? That if you follow, even though it's a gzera, but if you follow Beis Hillel against Halacha Beis Shammai, the mitzvah is gone. We take away the mitzvah from you. The Rabbanim have the ability to sort of negate the mitzvah from you. So to by Shema, if you follow Beis Shammai, it's like you didn't read Shema.
Down, according to Beis Hillel, is okay.
Oh, exactly. But let's say you dafka lie down.
If you dafka because it's Beis Shammai.
Right.
But then you could argue that this way you make sure you cover both bases. Because we do that in a lot of things, that this one says this, and this one says that. So if you do it this way, then you cover both bases.
Okay, so that's why you came today, to learn that not in this case. Sometimes that works, but in this case you're excluding Beis Hillel, you're showing not like Beis Hillel, because you could have just stuck to your guns and do a Beis Hillel. That the Dafka Shal Beis Shammai is unacceptable. Even though I hear what you're saying, it sounds like you're being super machmir, but yeah, not in this case. He says, in fact, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Ask the Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa. Okay, that'll send a little chill up our spines for the rest of the day. If you follow, what? Yeah, you heard. You're reading the words. Right? I'm not making it up. The Tan, okay, because it's in the Mishnah. I'll tell you, I'll prove it to you. Amr of Tarfin, Anisi Boba Derech, Vitesi Likros Kedivre Bisham. I was a Kanti Batsim, they list him. And I was exposed to danger because of the robbers that I exposed myself to. I was not in the position to run away because I was lying down. Amr Lo, and they answered me back, Wad Kedai Yisa Loch Batsimcha. You know, it was fitting for you to be in this pickle. Shirat al Devre Besilo. You went against the words of Besilo. So one last Rashi, and we'll call it a day. Loi kiyamta ve'chiyech de osa k'divrei Beis Hillel loi osa v'loi klom l'divrei Beis Shammai. Just like in the sukkah realm, if you follow Beis Hillel, you did nothing from Beis Shammai's point of view. Af osa k'divrei Beis Shammai. If you follow Beis Shammai, loi osa v'loi klom l'divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel negates, and halacha negates what you did following Beis Shammai. Shkayach. Okay.